Tazewell County is honoring its Underground Railroad conductors with new grave markers. Tim Shelley brings us the story.
Uriah Crosby of Morton was honored earlier this week on what would have been his 210th birthday.
He was a very outspoken abolitionist.
That's Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman. He says Crosby conducted people escaping slavery 9 miles from his Morton farm to another homestead near the Woodford County line. Pam Sinkler is Crosby's great-great-granddaughter. She flew to Morton from her home in Florida to be present for the ceremony.
I think it's an important thing for history to remember a people that weren't able to be known at the time because their lives were at risk.
Sinkler says the stories from those days are still passed down in her family today. People escaping slavery were hidden under the cabin floor with a rug and baby's cradle then placed on top of the secret compartment. Pastor Marvin Hightower, president of the Peoria NAACP, says he wasn't aware of Tazewell County's Underground Railroad routes until now.
We always hear about Abraham Lincoln and him signing the Emancipation Proclamation, which was very significant. However, there were other people that worked behind the scenes that risked their life and limbs and families so that enslaved people can be free. So I believe this is one piece of history that we have yet to uncover. The tip of the iceberg, I believe.
About 800 enslaved people passed through Tazewell County on their journey to freedom to Canada. I'm Tim Shelley.